This week, WKNO's Culture Desk goes inside the Brooks Museum to learn the secret history behind one of the museum's treasures. Here's curator Marina Piscini on a work by Memphis photojournalist Ernest Withers.
The black and white photograph, called It's All Over But the Decision, was originally published in the Memphis World newspaper on January 15, 1958. It captures the attorneys B.F. Jones, A.W. Willis, H.D. Lockard, and Russell Sugarman leaving the federal courthouse. They had just presented a lawsuit filed by African-American World War II veteran O.Z. Evers to end segregation on buses and public transportation. The nattily dressed men who wear suits and overcoats are smiling, but it would be another 2 years and 8 months before Memphis buses were desegregated after another petition by Evers. The Brooks owns more than 200 photographs by Ernest Withers. This one is part of an important collection that appears to be all that's left of the archives of the Memphis World, an African-American newspaper published in Memphis for over 40 years. These photographs are valuable because they document the history of black Memphians during the Jim Crow era, and they were taken by African-American photographers. The collection also contains works by R. Earl Williams, Hooks Brothers Photography, and several others. While the museum often gets phone calls from people offering works for our permanent collection, you might understand our excitement when a man called to tell us about these truly historic Memphis images discovered at a local estate sale. I'm Marina Piscini, Chief Curator at the Memphis Brooks Museum of Art.
Visit WKNOFM.org to see this week's featured work of art.